Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the UCB Theater in Hollywood in front of a live audience. Yeah, those people. On Tuesday, September 21st, 2010. Holy crap, there's a lot going on. First of all, I would like to apologize for saying on the last episode that the new Tournament of Champions ep would cost 99 cents on iTunes. Turns out iTunes sells singles for 99 cents, but they don't consider something as long as that DLM ep to be a single. So they insisted on charging $1.99 for it. Like, that's the smallest amount you can charge for something that long. And so I think it's worth it, though, because, you know, it's the Tournament of Championships. So if you haven't already, check it out. It's currently number one on the albums chart on iTunes, or at least it was earlier today. And Anthony Jeselnik's new album, Shakespeare, came out today as well, and it's number two. And I feel kind of shitty because my thing's only $2 and his is like 10 bucks. So I think that's why I'm number one and he's number two. It's a total fucking recession cock block. But they announced that the recession's over, actually, so forget it. Forget I mentioned that. I had a great time at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana last weekend. I'm wearing a Comedy Attic shirt. And there were enough name tags in the crowd at the shows there for us to play the Leonard Maltin game at every show. So we went five shows for five playing the Leonard Maltin game, and we had a lot of fun. And I tweeted this the other day. I want to make my own version of Eat, Pray, Love, but it's going to be called Eat, Smoke, Eat. ... sleep, repeat. All right, my guest tonight, let's get him out here. This is another great podcast crossover event, as I like to do. Please welcome the guys from the Nerdist podcast, Matt Myra, Jonah Ray, and Chris Hardwick.
Hello.
That's
Hello,
Chris
DLM.
Hardwick.
Doug
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
This is like
Hello.
Hanna-Barbera's Hello. Laugh Olympics, where all the characters would compete against one another in weird contests.
That is what this is going to be like.
Yep.
Well, it's just one weird contest, but yes, a weird contest will be had.
Fantastic.
Matt, Myra, I always stumble on Myra because I knew
like
you for
Mira.
A long time without ever having heard your name out loud. Like, it was in my phone. I'd look at it. I'd go, I'm calling Matt Myra now.
But you weren't. You're
and
calling
I was calling Matt
Myra.
Myra, and I had no
M-I-R-A
idea.
People.
Your outgoing message should be, you've reached Matt Myra. Please leave a message. Then that way, people you get to know that way.
Isn't it? I haven't heard it.
It probably is.
Probably
is.
I feel like it might be.
You probably say, this is Matt Myra. Leave a message. Beep.
This
Hi,
is
Matt Myra.
You've reached Matt. You figure it out.
I don't know. What does it sound like to you?
So you guys are all on the Nerdist podcast. We did one. I got to be a guest on your show in Seattle at Bumbershoot.
Yeah, that episode just went up yesterday, Monday the 20th. It went up, so it's up now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I think maybe somebody might have mentioned to me having heard me on there. I was kind of on a lot of podcasts.
You were
in
on
a short
every
period
almost
of time.
Every show, and the only reason you weren't on every show is because some of them were happening at the exact same time. Yeah. So you couldn't actually physically be in two places at once.
Oh, that's... you mean at Bumbershoot?
Yeah, at Bumbershoot.
Yeah. I just meant like in general. I've done a lot of podcasts lately, and I've had a lot of people from other podcasts on my podcast. So it's
so you're bragging.
We just have this podcast mafia going that I want to support.
You and I talked about this. You and I said we should do like a mega podcast with everyone and just get like.
Oh my God!
Wow!
You guys just caught
these two podcasts aren't right. enough for that. The two podcasts happening at once is not enough for him.
Whoa!
When you brought up the idea
double
of six or seven
podcast. It's a full triple rainbow.
Don't make him come in his pants anymore.
Yeah. No, he hit that. Go back in that girl's head.
Oh, it's out.
I had said to you we should do a mega podcast like you and me and Corolla and Marin and all these people. And you go, you know who will never do it? Jimmy Pardo. And I'm like, I bet he would. I ran into the other night. I was like, Jimmy, we should do a mega podcast. Instantly he goes, oh, that sounds like a terrible idea. Really? You don't want to put on? Oh, heavens no. Heavens no. Why would I want to do that? He said. I don't know. It's fun. No,
sounds
no.
Sounds horrible.
Sounds terrible. Sounds terrible.
Love you, though. Love you.
Yeah. I'm going to go home now. That's what he does. He shows up for 5 minutes.
Well, got and he a goes kid home. Now. And he runs.
Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome.
So that won't happen with Jimmy Pardo, but it could happen with
but
the
But we
rest
can
of
all go on his show and always have a great time when we do, and he comes on our shows. He's been on Nerdist, right?
He's not been on Nerdist yet.
Oh, okay.
I got to get him on there.
I don't know if that's going to happen. Sounds horrible.
That was a terrible idea. Terrible.
That's a good impression, though.
Chris, am I saying that right? Chris?
That's good.
Am I pronouncing that correctly? Chris?
That's really good.
Are we fighting? We're fighting now, aren't we? We're fighting.
It's a big hat.
At the risk of turning this into Doug Loves Pardo.
Doug
I love
loves
every Pardo.
Pardo.
Wow, you got a new Mike Furman if you ever decide to switch it up. You can get Jonah Ray in there.
Ray Hard. We'll do it.
Okay. Have you guys been to the movies lately?
Yes.
Thank you, Jonah.
No, but I did see something on cable.
Oh, that counts. What was it?
I rewatched Fright Night in anticipation of the new David Tennant helmed Fright Night that's coming
he's
out.
He's helming it?
Yeah, he's playing Peter Vincent. He's a pretty big fucking character.
But wouldn't the director helm it?
It's really Tennant's driving that ship. All right, Tennant's driving that ship. I don't know, but I watched the old Roddy McDowell version with William Ragsdale and Chris Sarandon.
Yeah, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
I like
that's
it.
About probably, the right reaction.
It's probably the pace is probably a little leisurely for our times, and even then, wasn't it PG or PG-13 or something?
Yeah,
like?
And it's not
that violent.
The box art is a lot scarier than the movie.
It really is, yeah.
The house is terrifying.
No, it's not the house, it's the cloud.
The cloud with the fangs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Also kind of done in the Return of the Living Dead Part 2 box art.
There you go, folks.
Yep.
Look so for that at a store near you.
What do they call it when it's a porn? Box art?
Yep.
So
what about a gay porn? Box cocks art?
Box designer. Box and cocks.
Box cocks.
Okay. I wonder what Leonard Maltin thought of Fright Night. I would guess 2.5 stars, if I had to guess.
You
maybe,
think so?
Maybe he called it joyless.
Let's find out. I would imagine he might have thrown out the uncharismatic William Ragsdale or something to that effect.
Come on, man, Herman's Head.
He didn't really take off after that. Yeah, he was the star.
I was thinking,
of
every time
head.
I think of Herman's Head, I also think of Oops, the End of the World. Do you remember that one?
Heaven, no, I don't.
There was a show called Oops, the End of the World.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It was like the last remaining six people after like a nuclear holocaust.
Did you just say nuclear?
Wow.
George W. Bush.
What'd I say?
You said nuclear.
I think you hear that more than you want.
No, I think you said it.
Don't say it?
You want people to say
it. ATOMs live in the nucleus.
That's how much I don't care.
I love you, Jonah Ray. I love you.
That's how you massage a guy?
Yep. That's
it's not the way I would have said that.
Hey, it's just a little bit of foreplay. What's the problem? I don't want to...
Oh, I forgot there was a Fright Night Part 2.
Really?
There was.
I think everyone forgot there was a Fright Night Part 2.
They never released it in America.
You know what there was, too? I saw it tonight.
I just saw the box art.
It's horrifying. You're not wrong.
It's so scary.
There was a bachelor party too. Did you know that?
It came out
in 2007.
Yeah.
There's a third Sandlot movie.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a second Sandlot way. Movie.
There's a third.
They went right from one to three.
Does the killer change from episode to episode?
We're just making Sandlot in prime numbers.
Either Jason Priestley or Luke. Perry.
Wow, it really does go on
either
forever.
One.
Interchangeable, really.
And they play a professional baseball player who get hit in the head, and then they just remember back to the 70s.
Oh.
And playing on the old Sandlot.
What an excellent... I'm glad that effort went into making that.
Leonard calls it entertaining, old-fashioned horror outing energized by Richard Edlund's spectacular special effects. So he's really into that.
So he says that, but for Back to the Future 2, he says joyless.
And my...
You take
it's
it
pretty
so
mechanical
personally.
Back to the Future 2, though.
He takes it. I think it's so joyless when
you take Crispin Glover out of it because he was the most entertaining character in the first.
They nailed a lot.
He took himself out because he just didn't think he could handle that kind of a rejection.
That may be the I can't joke handle
that. Fucking joke I've heard
Long
all year, Jonah. God damn it. And you'll never be able to retell that because this situation was perfect. Yeah, exactly. Oh, that was incredible.
I'll just hang around this guy and I'll
talk about it.
Every time you hang around Matt, he's bound to bring it up. Why is Biff so angry when the
DeLorean flies?
The two of you, the fucking honeymooners, these two. It's great. I love being around you guys. You're like the sister wives on my podcast. Fucking great. You really are. You're the sister wives.
Highlighted by two wonderful performances.
Thank you.
McDowell, the aforementioned Malcolm, and Sarandon, Chris Sarandon. Good in that.
Yeah.
And no mention of Ragsdale.
No mention of Ragsdale. And then that other weird guy who always played a weird kid.
Say Ragsdale appears unbuilt.
Stephen Jeffries.
Stephen Jeffries.
The kid that won't stop masturbating in that Catholic high school movie.
Yes, heaven help us.
Yes.
Fucking great movie.
That guy is crazy.
Let me tell you something. I went to Catholic school. That movie was true.
Jesus. There was a guy that always masturbated?
Was it you?
If you look around the room and you can't find the masturbator, no, you're probably masturbating.
Oh, there's so many podcasts combining.
Oh, where are the masturbators? Where are the masturbators?
3 stars. He gives it 3 stars. That's directed by Michael Dinner. Very funny evocation of Catholic high school life in Brooklyn, circa 1965.
Heaven Help Us is a great movie.
Yeah, that is good.
Never seen it.
You got to check it out.
Andrew McCarthy is in it.
Yeah, yeah.
If that sweetens the pot at all.
Kevin Dillon is in it, prepping for his masterwork, his drama. Because he still talks like he's the same guy in everything he's in.
Maybe heaven should help us in this scene.
Yeah. He was like kind of an asshole in it. He was like drama.
Of a cocky asshole, yeah.
He was totally the same kind of guy, but younger.
Character actor Kevin Dillon.
I saw some movies. Let's talk about some movies that I saw.
Okay.
All right. I saw The Town. None of you guys saw The Town?
I haven't seen The Town yet, but I want to see The Town.
Applause for The Town. Our frequent guest.
Johnny Hamm.
He's been on twice. Johnny Hamm.
Hamm's great. My prediction for Hamm is that he's going to get to play like hunky roles for another 10 years, and then he'll take a few years off, and then somewhere in his 50s, he'll balloon up and do the Alec Baldwin comedy spin. Because Hamm is really fucking funny.
He's already really funny.
He's really fucking funny, and a lot of people don't know him as being funny, and I think he's going to make that turn later in his career.
Well, I often tell this story of when the time that he was on this very podcast, and I had an opportunity to make a joke that was from my act. I cheated and dropped in a joke. We were talking about somehow Philadelphia came up, and I said that's where AIDS was invented. which I believe I say on my new record, Hypocritical Oath. And
out now.
But then, without missing a beat, good old John Hamm, when I said that's where AIDS was invented, he goes, nuh-uh, that's where it was perfected. So go back and listen to that one and be amazed.
Wow.
Be amazed at how fast he was on that one.
So funny.
That was an amazing...
Did you just start making out with him right then?
Like,
I would've.
But he's great in the town. He's, you know, unfortunately, he's the dogged police officer who, like, every time you see him, he's just barking orders at everybody.
Right.
And so you know, he doesn't really have much of a life like all the other characters in the movie. So he won't get, like, award consideration.
I always feel like
but
the
he's
accents,
great in it.
The
he's
accents really in those are way over the top.
Yeah, well, he doesn't do an accent. He's good. Like a it's cop that came in from out of town somewhere.
Wait, and, so he's not from
just started
the
busting
town?
Heads in Boston.
They
yeah.
must not like him at all.
I don't think there are any cops.
Rob a fucking bank. It's wicked queer. Jeter. That's what they.
Well, they said they dropped Jeter in there too.
Hey, Jeter.
Hey, Jeter.
Hey, Jeter, you're queer. Yeah.
There's one neighborhood in the movie where there's like more bank robbers come out of the neighborhood than anywhere else.
That's Charlestown.
Yeah, Charlestown. Yeah. And so that's why you know he's with the FBI or something and he's coming into town to try to put an end to it or whatever.
Cool.
But he's good.
It's good. Yeah.
And you know, there's lots of good things in it. The nun when they do the robbery with the nuns things on, nun hats.
I thought
things,
that I said on Twitter. I kept hoping, like, I'm sure the movie is good, but the billboards make me wish the movie was about zombie nuns. Because gun toting zombie nuns.
Didn't they already do that in Nuns on the Run?
Yeah, Nuns on the Run. Robbie, yeah. Oh, was it
isn't Eric Idle in that?
That'd be a fun thing to yeah. cut together is scenes from Nuns on the Run and the town. try to create a new trailer that makes it look
hey,
like
listen,
a comedy.
Hey, listen, I'm sure that mashup is already on everyone's mind.
I just remember seeing boobs in that movie.
In like, Nuns on
a,
the Run?
As a child. I think
sweet,
were,
sweet nun tits.
Yeah.
Speaking of nun tits.
I had
tits.
Promised these to God. Don't tell anyone. I don't know why I made them Irish all of a sudden.
But that
all
you should have. Can you do a Lindsay Lohan impression? Because speaking of nun tits, you see her tits and her in a nun outfit in Machete.
Machete is great.
And her voice.
Great? It's
is,
great?
I had fun watching it. I went to the midnight showing.
You had fun watching it? Did you, like, were you like that gentleman when we said there's going to be a big monster podcast?
No. I had fun. That was obviously just sadness coming out of his dick.
It was, I enjoyed lots of it, but I just felt, you know, by the end of it, I had had enough. And then when it said, Machete will be back in Machete again, or whatever they called it.
Machete Kills again.
Machete Kills. Oh, he'll be back in Machete Kills, and then he'll be back in Machete Kills again. I want to see Machete Kills and Machete Kills again.
But you didn't want to see
I'm
Machete.
In. Huh?
You didn't want to see Machete.
But I don't want to see Machete ever
I'm
again,
sick of the correct way you're pronouncing Machete. I don't know if it's just, I don't know if you guys are,
machete.
Too.
Machete. I had to learn something me. While I was watching that movie. I learned Machete, and I also learned that it was clear that Lindsay Lohan was a complete fucking mess, and they like let her just be a mess in a major motion picture.
It's so
like,
funny.
Come to work tomorrow and show your tits all day.
I feel like...
There's scenes where she has her tits out for the whole
but, you
scene.
Know, but you know what's funny about that is that, like, that's like, why is that surprising? You're talking about a coke whore who's been in prison. Like, that's not weird. That you heard, like, her tits, like, really? Well, she's been in jail and she's probably going back to jail.
It's like being surprised. It's like, the crazy lady on my street showed her tits to me. You know the one that sleeps in the bushes?
There's a part where she's passed out in a crack den, and I feel like they just rode around it. They're like,
oh, shit.
Wake up.
Lindsay's asleep in this crack den that we just found her in. Roll it.
Lindsay Lohan.
Right around it.
Lindsay Lohan passed out in a bush. Her name was Samantha Ronson.
Oh, hey!
That is some good no.
Okay, next topic. How are we doing on time? Oh, good. We're doing
we have an hour.
You're not the host, Chris.
What?
Don't get the listeners excited. Or that guy.
They'll feel the same disappointment they felt when they realized your podcast was $1.99. It's not your fault, by the way. That's iTunes. It's totally. I hope people understand that it's not your fault.
I think they do.
Okay.
I've gotten like one person like wrote and sounded kind of mad, and then when I wrote back, sorry, they wrote back, oh, I'm just just joking around.
I'm just jerking off right now.
Yeah. I can't tweet back right now. I'm jerking off.
We're in the middle of third period theology. Oh God.
So speaking of jerking off, I recommend if you're going to see Catfish, try not to know anything about Catfish before you see Catfish.
Done.
But on the other hand, don't feel bad if you don't see Catfish. It's not
done.
Really it's interesting. It's interesting. It's a movie for our times. And I think maybe now I can. I don't have to go see The Social Network.
Yeah.
Because it kind of feels like
was the movie of this generation.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know if you read that billboard.
I thought the virginity hit was.
I think if we can agree on anything, it's that Mark Zuckerberg is really a quirky Michael Cera type character, and that's really what drives him.
I feel like he might be a prophet, genius, and punk.
Don't forget billionaire.
Billionaire.
I read that one too.
Yeah, I love David Fincher, but that just seems like such a stretch that anyone would care about. And
it feels
not,
like
and
it's not accurate.
Soon. And everyone's saying that it's not really what happened.
Right.
Well, the people at Facebook are saying that.
It's like when you see JFK. You're aware that a lot of that's made up.
Well, it's like the people at Facebook are saying
No. I mean, we've seen that Zuckerberg is a complete introvert who doesn't even want to do interviews. And in the movie, he's played by a complete spaz who seems very up for becoming famous.
Like he's
story.
Up for impressing his friends.
Yeah, but I don't think this guy, the real Zuckerberg, gave a shit about his friend. Oh, okay. I didn't know you were leading up to that.
I think it's interesting that the part of the conceit is, I'm going to start a website so I can fuck some chicks. Like, that just seems...
Is that why any man has done anything?
A website.
I'm going to wake up this morning so I can fuck some chicks. Or dudes if I'm gay.
Writing all this code to fuck some chicks. Yeah. This JavaScript is going to get me mad tail.
And some angry pussy. What? No, that's not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
Jesus, girl, your pussy's so angry.
You see the movie Teeth, right? Vagina dentata.
Johnny,
what was that? De Palma made a movie where a woman had teeth in her armpit. Or that wasn't
Scarface.
De Palma. Yeah, that was it. I always get that mixed up with Scarface.
I got a scar on my face because of my arm tooth bit me in the face.
I don't kill no kids, man. I got teeth on my armpit.
God, I still want to quote John Mulaney's comedy album right now. John Mulaney, you have to get John Mulaney's album, but he says...
it's called The Top Part.
Scarface's house looks like what would happen if the Golden Girls won the lottery. That is one of my favorite jokes. John Mulaney, God bless him forever.
May God shine his light upon the rest of his life.
That would be the crazy, shittiest timing if he died. Like in the next couple of days.
Or best timing. Probably worst. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be bad.
Depends on your view on timing.
He's a vital young man. So one more movie I want to mention, because I saw it last night. I got to see it under circumstances that were created by this very podcast, because Elizabeth Shue was a guest a few weeks ago, and now I have her email address, and her husband...
It worked.
Yeah, that was the only reason I wanted her on the show, was just to get an email address and jerk off to it.
Just looking at it.
What a theme we got.
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth 487926L.
Are you jamming your cock into the at sign? That's where it would fit. You can just
with
wrap
room to spare. Wait.
Yeah, what?
That was me.
I'm more into fucking ampersands. I don't know about you guys. You got the choice.
Yeah.
Something to hold on to.
You can go to the top or the bottom there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's nice. You like to start up top and then bring it home below. Thanks, ampersand.
You dirty slut.
I want to make a movie called The Ampersand Lot, where you just... It's just a dirt field where you just...
Ampersand Lot 5.
5. Yeah, we're going for it.
So, her husband, Davis Guggenheim, of the famous Guggenheims, he... did Inconvenient Truth, and now he has a new movie called Waiting for Superman. And last night, I got to go to the premiere of the movie. I was high out of my mind at the Paramount lot, and I didn't know this, but at the beginning of the movie was introduced by Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa of Los Angeles.
Do you think he saw Machete?
No, but he loves Waiting for Superman. He's the mayor of the city, and he loves this movie that shows how shitty the educational system is in the city he's mayor of.
Yeah.
And but he came out at the beginning and introduced the movie, but nobody introduced him. So I was very racist in my thoughts.
Why is this waiter introducing this, yes, movie?
Why is the guy from catering up here talking?
I don't understand. Didn't he park my car recently? It's horrible.
No, but he gave a nice impassioned speech, and that was awesome. And
they're all very impassioned. They're very...
Well, he goes... He says... Oh, yeah.
No,
you're right.
Valet
parkers. You mean valets, right?
Yes, yes.
They're all quite impassioned.
I am not on board this at all. One of us has to take the opposite stance here. It is me.
We're just joking around. The point is... He said at the end of his speech, he goes, this movie, you know, you don't have a soul and you're a fucking piece of shit or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. I will cut you with a machete, something like that. But he said, you know, this movie's going to make you cry. And I was like, you know, already going into it, knowing that it's about educating children.
Or, you were already crying.
Or not. And I was already so sad. I even tweeted, I'm getting ready to be really depressed. And it is the most heartbreaking. Like, I recommend it to everybody, especially if you need a good cry. Like, if you feel like you have to let it out. Because they follow these children around who all they want to do is learn and go to a good school. And the good schools have these lotteries that determine whether... Where, like, they draw, like, 400 names for 25 spots or something like that. And they show these kids sitting there at this lottery... waiting to find out if they're going to get to go to a good school or not.
But they love the lottery, though, right? Wait, what? I thought that's what we were talking about. Right?
The listeners couldn't see your air quotes.
No, es bueno.
Shit.
So check that movie out.
I will. And we're back. It's Traffic on the Ones.
All right.
A little bit of a mashup on the San Bernardino Freeway.
Yeah, but first, we got the Fart Monster coming in. What do you think about Lindsay Lohan, Fart Monster?
We had so much fun in the morning.
Good point.
I heard the mayor was at a Lakers game.
El Juan?
Thanks, Fart Monster.
Squeak.
Now it's time for the Leonard Maltin game.
You gotta cut that out, aren't you?
Play the Leonard Maltin game.
Are you gonna cut that all out?
I don't think I am.
The Fart Monster?
Well, we can't cut it out now that you're asking about cutting it out.
That's the whole plan. That was
out all of this part.
Well done.
Yeah.
You're a genius.
Nicely done.
Fart Monster lives on.
Fart Monster just started to sound a little like Tim Allen. I'm disappointed.
That guy behind the fence is dead now.
Yeah.
Turns out
think about that, Nick at Night.
You guys know how to play the Leonard Maltin game. I'm going to start with... Oh, we got to pick contestants. Almost forgot that part. Oh, my God, with the signs over here.
Digital name tags.
Now, I
got to
tell Casey and Melody, you know I'm a dumb stoner who doesn't remember people, but you guys have won shit already, and
like
I know
suit.
It.
Suit.
And I do remember it. Yeah, you can't change your outfits
fancy.
And make new amazing signs. But yeah, just so you know, so like, you know, you'll get shout outs and stuff like, oh, Jack has got it on his phone.
That's fancy.
But,
what about that sign?
Don't sit in the hot seats next week.
What about that sign with Winnie the Pooh that says,
anyway.
Good things come in bears. See you.
That is a reference to the Yogi Bear Fest thing I listened to recently that was on your podcast.
Yeah. TJ Miller had a lot to say about that slogan for the movie Yogi Bear.
Oh,
that's their slogan they came up with.
Good things come in bears?
Well, that sounds like pears.
Oh.
Sounds like pears.
See you.
Yeah. They went with that instead of good things jizz all over a bear's face. They thought that was disrespectful
to
bears.
Hey, they should be fine. If I know anything, commercials have taught me that bears use 2-ply Charmin, so they'll be fine.
Well, you know, no, it's just like the last Shrek movie had like a McDonald's shake, and it was just like, it's an ogre load. That was on the billboard for the green milky shake.
Ironically minty.
Ogre load.
That's awesome.
It's weird. It's weird. It's the warmest shake I've ever had in my life.
The shake.
It's a soup.
I found the shake was hot at first and then got cold really fast.
I found the shake depending on whether or not it had pineapple.
But I felt just as ashamed as if after I just got.
It was totally my turn there, Jonah. You really didn't. You really could have let everybody have a turn. All right. Let's play the letter ball game. Right. See, we can cut all that out too now. I'm not going to though.
So we each pick, and I'm going to.
There's gold in them. Our
I want to play for Brett because I can't quite. It's no longer showing your name. So I wanted you to know.
No, that is funny.
Good job,
Brett.
Brett. Yeah. Brett. There's Brett. He's got his name on his phone, so Matt wants to play for him.
Don.
And who would you like to play for, Jonah? Looking around, I like the people over in this area.
Those are some nice
names. Don't forget
name
this
tags.
Area over here, Jonah.
Official shithead.
Over in here, I like all these
guys. This guy winked at me earlier, so I'm going to go with Jay.
All right.
Jay.
And I'm going to see where the night takes me.
All right, Jay. So Matt's playing for Brett.
Who was Brett? I feel like I should pick someone in the wings over here.
Well, you can. It's just that I like that one in the front row there. Look at that.
I'm going to go with Sean because he's got a pie symbol on his shirt. And as a pie,
and N64 controller.
Oh, it says nerd. Yeah, it says nerd, and there's a pie, and then a controller, and then a compass, and then.
Tell us more about it.
I am describing it for your listeners.
To be honest, though, you look like a guy that would have stole that from a nerd.
Give me your shirt, nerd. I gotta go to a nerd show. I gotta fit in. Tell me they're gonna let me in so I can punch them in the fucking face.
Your sports hat, fuck them.
Nice name tag, Sean. Now get yourself one, faggot.
If Sean wins, he's gonna be walking down the street with a lot of nerdy shit that some other bully might come up to him.
What's in your whole food bag, nerd?
It'll be like his Twilight Zone episode. Or it's like, now who's the nerd? No!
All along, it was an entire planet of nerds.
Okay, let's start with... we'll start with Chris on the other end down there. Then we go to Matt, and Jonah will be batting third.
Okay.
That's clockwise. Deal with it.
Yeah. Would you like...
We're in a circle.
Chris, would you like a movie that's in the Internet Movie Database bottom 100?
Oh, like, those are going to be too obscure.
A movie that features Bill Murray, because he was born on this very day. Happy birthday,
yes,
Bill Murray.
Yes, Bill Murray. Yeah. I want a Bill Murray movie.
What if the next category is Chris Hardwick movies?
I got to give you a third category. Yes, it's Chris Hardwick films.
Terminator 3.
Both of them.
Halloween 2.
The next category.
We're done.
The next category. Normally what I do is when I've just played a nice town, I'll make the category movies that take place in that where I was. Mm. But I was in Bloomington, Indiana, at the Comedy Attic, where the only movie ever made there is Breaking Away.
Oh, that was my answer.
Yeah.
Jonah's favorite movie.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
So instead, we're going to do Boston movies.
Yeah.
In honor of the town.
Yeah, Wicked Queer Steak.
Gina. What?
Jada.
I don't know. They ate steaks there,
Wicked
right?
Queer Steak?
Yeah.
So which one of those would you like to play? I guess Bill Murray.
I got Bill Murray.
Okay, here we go. Would you like a Bill Murray movie from 88, 98, or 2008? These are movies that Bill Murray makes an appearance in or stars in, because those are the two kinds of movies he does. He either stars in a movie or he makes an appearance in a movie.
Let's go 88. Let's go 88.
Okay. Interesting choice. 3 stars from Len. Hmm. I'm down with that. Okay. Some things he says about it are, he says that it's raunchy, and he also says that it is gorgeously photographed. Len is a ball of contradictions.
The pussies glisten in the...
So it's 19... Wait, what year did you say?
What? 88.
God damn it, that's 98.
I'll just take the 98 then.
You will?
If you want, sure.
I want you to play to the best of your ability. And you wanted 88.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I would do better with the 88.
Let's do 88.
Okay, all right.
All right! And if anybody thinks they know what that other one was, try to pick this category in the next round. All right. two stars from Len. Maybe not so fair to this 1988 movie. He calls it funny. And he also says the laughs are mild and widely scattered.
Sounds like a wow. Lyric.
So the laugh fairy was really jumping around all over the place.
Wow.
Tossing the laughs willy-nilly into wildly distant places.
Sounds like Nick Drake lyrics.
So I can name that.
14 names.
14 names? Mm-hmm.
How many names can you get it in, Chris Hardwick?
Let's... You know, I feel like that Bill Murray might not have a... He could just appear in the movie, right? He's not necessarily a star of the movie.
That's what I said, just to make it clear.
All right, I'll start off with six.
Bill
start
Murray
off six.
Is in it.
Wow.
I'll start off with six.
That's okay. A low bid.
Yeah, what do you think, Matt?
I'll go five.
Jonah.
I can say like Matt to
yeah
you can say name that movie
name
Matt.
That movie Matt.
Okay.
All right, you get five names.
Go.
Let's start with Brian Doyle Murray. Then we go to John Murray. Then Mabel King.
Mm-hmm.
Alfred Woodard.
Yes.
Shh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
People in the audience know it. And your fifth name is Michael J. Pollard.
Ooh.
And it's
God
from...
God damn it.
It's from
God
88.
God damn it, I know this!
It's from 88. Chris knows it.
I know it.
It's funny, and it's also...
Do
laughs
I get,
are mild
do I get guess when he
and
doesn't
wildly
get
scattered.
And wildly scattered.
Any idea, Matt?
I would say Ghostbusters 2, just for the fuck of it.
All right, that's a guess.
Brian Doyle Murray's in that.
And Chris, what is it really?
It's Scrooged.
It's Scrooged.
It is Scrooged. Alfred Woodard, I should have known that.
Yes, with Nicholas Phillips, Robert Mitchum, Carol Kane. David Johansen has, in parentheses after David Johansen, Buster Poindexter.
Buster.
Like his alter ego starred in the movie also. Bob Goldthwait, not Bobcat, Bob. John Glover, John Forsythe, Karen Allen, Bill Murray. I kind of like that movie.
I enjoyed it.
It's not good.
No, I thought it's a
but
fun
it's
movie.
Enjoyable. It's like enjoyable.
It's an enjoyable
it's
movie.
There's something enjoyable.
If you're out of turkeys, you look up the A&P. You open the phone book and look under A. If it's not there, you look under P. These are big girls, very big girls. In fact, they should know how to figure this out.
The point goes to Jonah.
What? I just quoted.
And we start with Chris Hardwick.
Hey, I got the point for
would
that.
Would you like the category?
Huh? I answered the movie. I answered it correctly.
Yeah, but
right?
Yeah, but Jonah said name that movie and Matt couldn't.
Motherfuck bag. Oh, all right.
Gotta play with the house, Chris.
All right. House wins.
Maybe you have to do some bolder bidding.
Okay.
All right, we're starting with
minus
you.
Minus two names.
You could do that.
You gotta name them in the right order. Do you want to do Leonard Maltin's Bombs or Len's Bombs? These are movies that Leonard's
Leonard
given
the bomb
designation. No. But we should point, the next time he's on the show, I'm going to point that out to him, that bomb is a good thing now.
Oh, all right. I'll just say movies that are bad.
Or,
no, that also means.
Or we'll talk about it. Yeah. All those words.
Don't negative things mean negative things anymore?
This movie's for dopes.
Joyless.
Okay, so Leonard's Bombs. It's also Stephen King's birthday, so let's do Stephen King adaptations of either his novels, novellas, or dumb sentences.
There are very few Stephen King films that adapt well to film, is all. I mean, Stephen King novels adapt well to film.
And your third category is, I call it vermin, because all these movies have rats or mice in them. So rats and mice, Stephen King, what's the difference? And Leonard Maltin's Bombs. Which one would you like, Chris?
You know, the Stephen King one might be hard because there's so many obscure, like, because that...
I love how you talk us through it.
It could be Maximum Overdrive. It could be The Stand.
fuck it. Let's do Stephen King movies.
Okay.
It's his birthday. It's birthday.
All right. I'll try to get the years right this time. From 1980, 83, or 86?
Is me picking?
Yes, sir.
Let's go 1980.
Okay. This movie got 2 stars from Leonard Maltin.
The laughs were widely scattered.
He says that it's about a man. And he also says... Nice. I don't want to say anything that gives it away. Oh, it goes on forever.
It's about a man and it goes on forever.
Yeah. And there are seven names. 1980. It's about Stephen King adaptation.
It's about a
start the bidding. Chris Hardwick. Seven names.
Seven.
Name that movie, Chris Hardwick.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You just gave it to him.
What? Anybody could name it in seven names.
What? I don't think that's how this works. I feel like
do you
he's
really
not
mean
going
that?
To get it. I feel like he's not going to get it.
When I tell him, out of seven names.
But here's my strategy.
Okay, listen, watch how your strategy works.
Chris, I don't know it.
Chris, the last name, the top billed person in this movie is Jack Nicholson.
That would probably have to be The Shining.
It might be The Shining. What is wrong with you? In the history of this game, the dumbest players who have ever played have never said, I want you to name it with all the names.
I want to be the first one to do that.
All right, Chris has a point. We start with Jonah.
A well-earned point, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, basically, the other team just didn't show up. I got the forfeit point.
That was insane. Okay.
Here are the actors' names. It's The Shining.
Yes.
Here's my strategy.
He could have got it.
I felt like
he could have got it at Scatman Crothers.
Yeah, I would have. I would have got it.
I felt like with six names, I wouldn't have gotten it. So I was going to lose the point either way.
But if you'd have said six, he wouldn't have said name that movie because
you
would have gotten Shelley fucking Duvall.
Then I probably could have named it.
Okay.
I would have known as Scatman Crothers.
The seventh name is Hedge Maze.
I loved his work, Ted Hedgemaze.
Guys, Hedgemaze.
Really hot for a while.
Okay, so Jonah, pick a category. Would you like, we'll go back to Bill Murray or Vermin, or this was sent in by Daydreamer Boy on Twitter, at Daydreamer
Boy. Oh, whatever
Boy.
It is, no.
Actors Direct is the category he suggested.
Let's do Mice and Rats and Vermin.
Vermin, okay. Yeah. Would you like a Vermin movie from 71, from 83, or 2003?
83.
Okay.
Ah,
shit.
Oh. There's so many like cheap, shitty Vermin.
Two stars from Len.
Does
Rob. He give another rating,
Rob,
by the way?
He does, but I know how to pick him. This movie was robbed by... Leonard Maltin needs to give this another... next time I see him, I'm going to talk to him. Okay, first of all, this movie is slightly better than the simultaneously released, at the same time, another rat-themed movie came out. So this is one of the two 1983 rat movies. And your other clue is that it takes place in New York City.
Oh, it's Rats a Poppin'.
And there are six names. Start the bidding, Jonah Ray.
Dude, four.
Four names. Chris Hardwick.
Are you kidding?
Yes. Talking out of my ass. I don't know.
I say, name that movie.
Here
Jonah
we go.
Ray.
Four names. Shannon Tweed was in this movie. The great Shannon Tweed.
Shit, that.
Louis Del Grande, or Grand. Kenneth Walsh and Lawrence Dane.
And sweet point coming.
And it's not as good as the other one, right?
It's not as good, no.
I really thought I knew it, and I'll
tell you the other one. The other one's called Deadly Eyes.
Of course.
Of course.
I'll even tell you another name, Jennifer Dale, because I don't know who that is.
I really, with all confidence, was going to answer Ben.
But seriously, everybody check this out and then let me know if it's... I think it's an awesome movie, but maybe I'm just remembering it wrong or I was in the right frame of mind when I saw it when
I was
a kid.
No.
I'll read the last... The last name is Peter Weller. Does anybody know it?
It's not RoboCop.
Nope.
Said that.
It's That's called Of Unknown Origin, and it was directed by the guy who went on to direct Rambo 2.
And
First Blood.
And it's a horror movie about a guy who there's a rat in the walls of his house, and he demolishes his entire house trying to catch this fucking rat. It's really, I like it a lot.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I was
so check it out. And Chris Hardwick is our winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes!
Sorry, Jay. I really was hoping it was going to be Secret of Nim. Yeah. I was going to be Secret of Nim. Everyone's going to be like, oh, I love that movie.
Okay. I've got 1 minute to do a lot of business, so let me get through this, please. Sean, you won some amazing prizes brought by our guests. You got... Chris Hardwick brought a...
That's I brought that.
No, I'm going to say Chris brought it. And
But I found the funny thing.
Yeah, but I got to roll through this.
No, right,
another point. Is T.J. Miller... Is he wearing your skin? Because right after I told him I was in a hurry, he would not stop talking. But anyway, Chris Hardwick brought this. No, Jonah Ray brought in, it's a double feature, I don't know why you want credit for this, of Back to the Beach with Frankie and Annette, along with Brain Candy by Kids in the Hall. On a double feature on one thing.
Finally, someone put those movies together.
He also brought a copy of Black Dynamite, which is very funny.
One of the best comedies in 10 years.
And then from Matt Myra, we have a copy of Silk Stockings Season 1. And Doctor Who Activity Collection.
Yeah.
All the activities have been done by him already, though. Matt already did all the activities.
Colors outside the lines.
Yeah, real good.
And a copy of... this is from Chris, right?
Yeah.
This is Tiny Acts of Rebellion, a book by our friend Rich Fulcher.
Signed by Rich Fulcher.
From Mighty Boosh. He's awesome.
Because I had two copies, so
I should have him on the show sometime. And then...
I could just do Rich's voice for you, then.
And a G4 American Ninja Warrior t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's a large. You wear a large, Sean? All right. It'll go good with your name tag. And... because you have to wear your name tag for the rest of your life. That's the rule. And then... another shirt. What's this shirt?
Oh, that's my friend Alex Pardee gave it to me. It says, full on double Rambo.
Double Rambo.
But it's a small shirt.
This
so
is a small, so that's going to look really good on Sean.
Yeah.
And then finally, we've got my shit that I always bring, Professional Humoridian and Hypocritical Oath. Still available.
That's some good swag.
That's like a good bag of swag there.
Have you seen Black Dynamite?
Congratulations, Sean.
Here, pass this down to him. And now tell us your plugs, you guys. Do you have any specific plugs?
You can follow me on Twitter, Matt Myra, M-I-R-A. It's not Miro, people.
I have a monthly show at Meltdown Comics called Jonah Ray's Meltdown. The next show is this Friday with Kumail Nanjiani, the Sklars. We're going to show some unaired lasagna cats by Fatal Farm.
Nice.
So it's $8 to get in, and it's free beer all night until it runs out.
I will be performing in Fort Lauderdale, Florida at the Improv Thursday the 23rd through Saturday the 25th, and then October 1st and 2nd I will be at the Arlington Draft Cinema in Arlington, Virginia, near Washington, D.C.
That place is cool.
It's I hear it's amazing.
Yeah, check out the...
And then the Nerdist podcast people should listen
to.
Oh,
yeah,
if they have time, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, give it a listen.
40 episodes. Almost 40 episodes.
Almost 40, 30 episodes deep. 37. We're 37 now, yeah.
Thanks again to my guest, the Nerdist podcast,
thanks for
everybody.
Having us, Doug
thanks.
Benson.
Thanks, Doug.
And as always, Dr. Phil is a shithead, and Matt Myra is a shithead.
Of both his viewing prowess makes him cocky.